Before the Disney board got a chance to approve the merger, however, Michael Eisner arose from the departed to try to derail it. He called Iger and said it was far too expensive. "You can fix animation yourself," Eisner told him. "How?" asked Iger. "I know you can," said Eisner. Iger got a bit annoyed. "Michael, how come you say I can fix it when you couldn't fix it yourself?" he asked. Eisner said he wanted to come to a board meeting, even though he was no longer a member or an officer, and speak against the acquisition. Iger resisted, but Eisner called Warren Buffett, a big shareholder, and George Mitchell, who was the lead director. The former senator convinced Iger to let Eisner have his say. "I told the board that they didn't need to buy Pixar because they already owned 85% of the movies Pixar had already made," Eisner recounted. He was referring to the fact that for the movies already made, Disney was getting that percentage of the gross, plus it had the rights to make all the sequels and exploit the characters. "I made a presentation that said, here's the 15% of Pixar that Disney does not already own. So that's what you're getting. The rest is a bet on future Pixar films." Eisner admitted that Pixar had been enjoying a good run, but he said it could not continue. "I showed the history of producers and directors who had X number of hits in a row and then failed. It happened to Spielberg, Walt Disney, all of them. To make the deal worth it," he calculated, "each new Pixar movie would have to gross $1.3 billion. It drove Steve crazy that I knew that," Eisner later said.